on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Y'all know damn well, first of all, so that's a clip from the phenomenon that's been circling the internet, okay? Act like you know. It was a live performance from none other than LaShawn Pace, and if you're familiar with gospel music, you know who in the fuck that is. And yes, I said it, okay? Now.
An intro, okay.
Okay, and now, Act Like You Know. That I feel like that's a gospel song that was made for me. The fact that it's called Act Like You Know. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of come on, the Duranis that they were telling to come on, the one LaShawn was like, come on, Duranis. You know who Duranis is? That's the Thanksgiving legend. Rest in peace to a real one who bust through the door on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yeah.
And she passed recently, right?
That's her. Yes. God bless Duranis Pace. But that was her. Once again, lighting it up on stage, okay? Fucking it up like she knows. Duranis used to clear it, as you can see, like she did in that clip right there. All they had to do was tell her, come on, Duranis. And that's exactly what she did. And you better act like you know. Another thing, this ain't always going to be the karaoke lounge either. That's too much pressure on us, okay? We're just going to play an interesting clip. Some weeks we might be in a karaoke spot listening to somebody sing a note or two hum in our ears. Other weeks, it may just be a viral clip that means something to us, like this week. So in other words, act like you know. And welcome to the Friend Zone, okay? I just wanted to clear that shit up.
Well, you know to switch it up. You know you're going to switch it up.
And we ain't starting off the new year with that, okay? Because I read some comments over the break. All right, I had a lot of time on my hands.
You read comments.
I dipped my toe in the comment pile. And so,
wow.
Act like you know. That's all I got to say. With that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone. Your weekly, well, now, weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? You better act like you know. Hey, friend. Hey, Asante. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hey.
2022.
We here. We made it.
Oh, my God. We made it. First of all, y'all look rested. Y'all look
thank you.
Well.
Amen. Right? I be looking tired a lot. I seen that down there, too. In the comments.
Stop it.
Friend, you've been looking good with your TLC sweatshirt on.
You see me? Isn't it cute?
Okay.
I so got inspired, creep. Right? Got inspired when I... Y'all know I've been on my vinyl kick.
And how's the vinyl finds been out on the west side?
Oh, my God. So damn good, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, so many cute little record shops out here that have the most obscure-ass records that you probably never thought you would find.
For real.
And honestly, just online digging too. The cool thing is, you know, with digital shit, you can find a lot of stuff. Oh, I will say it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, them records is expensive. I said, damn, no wonder music people so rich.
No, you didn't. Especially if it wasn't that many records put out in circulation, you know, to begin with. Like, even trying to find a Mel LaRue, like, I'm trying to get some of Mel LaRue records from all her her first album, and it's like impossible to find. Even Groove Theory, like, just a lot of albums that are kind of tricky. But it's fun. It's kind of like a nice new fun thing that I've kind of picked up, so it's been cool. But let's pull it back for a second. How was your break? We had what, 5 weeks off? That was good. Ooh, I needed that.
I know it was a lot, and I hated being away because y'all know how important this show is to me.
Of course,
but to all of us, you know. But we needed that damn break, so fuck it. We back now.
Yeah, I did not hate being away. I enjoyed every drop. I saw somebody tweet that we came a week later because my chakras weren't ready. I was like, actually, we misspoke when we said the 12th. It was always scheduled for the 18th.
Always. Right.
But we just had our dates wrong. So I thought that was funny that they would blame it on the earth sign, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, but they're going to.
You know, but what did y'all do? What put us on? 5 weeks. What happened?
Asante, your name started with the first letter in the alphabet.
You first.
Go ahead. Well, I have to say, you know, I talked about this a little bit on ETA Out Now Patreon, you know, going join the gay community. But I have joined the metaverse.
Ooh, what does that mean? Tell us.
So I bought an Oculus headset and I literally was in these like digital concerts. I went to the Young Thug, had a concert, and it was cool. And honestly, it re-inspired so much in me, and it just opened so many like creative doors, and I was like, damn, this is like, I see why there's all this money going into this right now. But if you haven't really been, I also can see how you can be like, what the hell is that even?
Tell us about the concert.
The concert was lit. It was literally Young Thug performing. They have like these venues, Horizon Venues is what it's called. And it's like you're in this theater, and there's so like crazy. There's like a whole digital stage. So there's Young Thug performing, and like a whole digital like background that keeps like shrinking and growing, and his size keeps shrinking and growing with songs. The theater, like the ceiling, because the headset, you can literally look all around. When you look up at the ceiling, you see like the stars, and like some of them are sparkling and twinkling. And then during certain songs, you see like spaceships taking off. Like the whole thing was literally like most dopest, legitest thing ever. And then you're talking to other people in there, because I have my little controller, so you see my arms moving in the VR. So there were other people that was like, my name on Oculus is Digimane. So they was like, go Digi.
Wait. Your name on Oculus is what?
Digimane.
Okay.
I love it.
Look at you with this whole... It's a whole nother part of your life we don't know anything about. I'm just fascinated. Come on, I'm fascinated.
Yeah. I saw 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz has a concert.
Is it coming out? Because I was like, I ain't see that. But
I think it was a couple of days ago. I was browsing to see just like what new games I could download, and I saw that it had Young Thug's concert. That if you missed it, you can watch the footage still. And then it had 2 Chainz right under him. Wait, Asante, wait, because you know I have an Oculus too, so I want to know what games have you been playing. Well, remember I told you I was using my partner's because I had gotten it for him last year for his birthday. So I've been using that for the past year, but then I was like, I should get my own. It's a very good gift, right? But I was like, let me get my own because, you know, it's an account. Like, when you're buying shit, I was like, I should have my own. And plus, the games I like, he's like, this is whack. Get this off my account. I was downloading the meditation games where you can travel to different
countries.
What's
the name of that thing? It's the one word, that app?
I thought meditation was serious. I didn't know it was a game.
I know. It really defeats the purpose that you're meditating with a VR
not
set
really
on your head.
There's, like, whole, it's, there's it makes a whole no app sense. Dedicated to it. I can't remember what it's called, but Toya, she be on there, and Tracy may be on there. They all use the little physical meditation spaces.
Toya got one.
But, I wonder which one.
It's a popular one, so everyone's going to say it in the comments. They're going to be like, this one, or everybody got Oculus. But it's really cool because I spend a lot of time on YouTube. YouTube has a VR. First of all, YouTube VR. Shout out to, we are always bringing back to,
which it's is crazy. I saw that too. I downloaded it. I just have
okay, so you can get. Really watch regular YouTube on there, and it looks like it's just that on like a screen. Or there are people that have literally put up these 360 cameras in different countries and monuments. And you're literally, like, they'll stand to the side and talk, but you can literally, like, look all around and you'll see people, like, looking up at the camera, like, what the hell is that thing? But it's literally recording this shit, this whole experience for you, so it's dope. But shout out to Dawn Richard. She has her VR, she has, like, a VR music video, VR performance, so it's, like, literally her performing. And then you can see all the other, from all the different angles, the dancers and, like, the whole concert setup. Shout out to Dawn for that. Shout out to James Fauntleroy. He's got cool VR gear. One of his songs... You can literally, it's like literally like a vibey room and his song playing. Like, shout out to all the artists that are really getting into this meta world. Like, whether you're just doing a performance.
Where do they have this stuff posted? Like, how do you find the links?
So Dawn's okay. The music video that I saw, I watched it on my iPhone back in the day and I had it in like a little cardboard cutout thing. And I was able to see all around. So I just remember going to YouTube to revisit this music video and seeing she had a live performance in 362 and said, well, let me watch this too. But YouTube VR is really dope just because you can watch regular content and there's also a lot of really cool 360 content. Whether you want to feel like you're in a different country, a different set, wherever, it's just really cool immersive content. And it's just going to become just, I see how it's going to become a whole thing. Because one of the people I was talking to the first night in the Young Thug concert, afterwards we all went out to the lobby and we're talking to each other. This man was saying, he was like, you know, I got on VR because I was in a car accident. I've been bedridden. So this allows me to like interact and go places and still see things. So when people like Young Thug put up concerts, I still feel like I'm, you know, interacting with the regular world and I get to enjoy the music because I know the songs and I don't have to feel like I have to leave my house or be a burden by being handicapped or whatever. And I was like, wow. And I was like, well, sir, you're not a burden. And welcome to the metaverse, even though he had been there longer than me.
Oh, I just see that. Yeah, because I downloaded... It was like a boxing game. I think it was the Creed one. Have you seen that one?
With Michael B. Jordan? Yep.
Look, the rise. Can y'all see the rise to glory?
So, friend, you be boxing on your Oculus?
Let me tell you, okay?
You know she like a Tesla.
You see how the Jason Derulo. So.
Oh, speaking of. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
Right. We ain't there yet, but we'll get there.
You know, he would be very successful.
Someone was saying that in the comments.
Sorry. They ain't got legs yet, so not yet.
But I can see that. With his metaverse energy. Legs.
He been living in his own metaverse.
Exactly.
For years anyway,
exactly.
Doing all that.
Exactly. That's
all of that shit, all that.
Wait, but Asante, I was going to say the Beat Saber game.
Oh, yes.
That's
Beat Saber.
My favorite.
Yes.
What, that's a street fight
nice
game?
Music.
No, it's like... it's a music game, beats. And it's like a beat you have to kind of follow, and then these like... cubes,
it's
these color cubes
revolution
come
for your
towards
hands.
You and you have to hit it properly. Right. It's basically, yeah. And you have to hit the cube, like punch
so you
the
look
cube
like
or hit
crump
it. If someone's watching.
I mean,
that's the funniest part. Like whoever's watching you while you're on the VR, they're just like, you look crazy as hell.
Yo, you know what? And you gotta look super, super crazy if you're really into it because I was looking at YouTube videos of how people had their setup. Some people have like, because you plug, if you want to stream it to your TV or if you want to keep it constantly charged, you can plug into the side of it. But this dude had his cable like rigged to his ceiling and like, I guess like a boundary set up. So he knew physically where he wasn't going to go out of, even though he was like in his headset. But I was like, look at this shit. And I was like, imagine coming to this man's house. People would be like, sir, what the hell is wrong with you? But he onto some shit.
What kind of sex dungeon movie? Yeah. What, can you watch like
yep,
porn on
I
there?
Ask people. I haven't done it yet.
I okay. haven't, but I've seen a lot of people yeah. talking about it on Twitter.
I ain't made it there
lit.
Yet. Just because you still got to do a lot of typing
you
with
add
the...
some poppers.
Because you still have to immerse your hands.
That's a lot of stimulation.
And Dusty, you still got to immerse your hands. Like I still haven't really gotten the concept of...
You got to do what
I mean,
that mean
you have
to
hold both of these joysticks with the headset on. So I still have to play when I'm trying to smoke my blunt. And move around.
Honey, if I'm watching porn, I'm only holding.
This is what
one
I'm
choice.
Saying. So until they get like you know eye decision recognition, or I could just move around with my hip.
They gotta
I'm telling
they
you.
Gotta,
that's why I ain't even done it yet. I'm like, I
let
can't
me
even.
Know when
yeah,
the update come out.
I
yeah.
got you. Absolutely.
But you know what I did see? They have. Did you see Asante? They have like the virtual hangout
oh,
rooms
yes,
where you can hang out with other people the in there. Y'all talk
and
like you.
And-
Yeah, like basically you as your avatar, you come in and hang out with whoever else wants to come in the room. So I'm like, oh, this is about to get crazy in the next couple
between
of years.
The social like, I can already see and then what's going to happen. Back to Zoom, they got Meet in VR, where you can literally get your own account and have your own like web rooms. And people can either log in as their avatars, or if they want to log in on their desktop, their picture going to pop up alongside your avatars, and y'all can go over projects, or you can digitally build or draw whatever you're talking about right there in that moment, or upload whatever information you're talking about on the fly. So there's just so many capabilities and crazy responsiveness to what this is going to be whenever it hits and whatever markets it hit.
We living in the Nevadius wheel burn, y'all.
No, you didn't. Funny.
We are living in the Nevadius wheel burn. I love this. Okay, well, cool. I'm gonna get me one too. Shit,
you
I want
should.
One
to
go around your waist.
Not yeah.
The only
I want a cockulus.
You know, I hate that you got there because I was gonna say,
sorry, I ain't been able to make friend laugh at nasty shit in a 5 weeks.
No, please.
Okay, so it's been a minute since you done made her blush.
Here I was gonna say the Come only on. Thing that I do hate about it. Fran, I don't know if you hang out in like Horizon venues, like where there's just like a lot of people. You should hang out in there.
You know, Fran.
It's funny.
She ain't going in real life.
Bro,
the
first thing I looked for was how can I be invisible in this shit?
Well, that
what
was did the you first make your
feature?
Well,
you
about to tell me
for.
Offline what you made your name.
Where do I
That's
turn
why I was
that
like,
off?
I'm not,
because,
I already knew.
Well, you know what? I believe in internet real estate. So yeah. I'm hey, friend, hey, on
Girl, you
anything,
better get a secondary
like,
headset
with you. Because people will take your name.
Look, I mean, absolutely.
Well, I'm not going to be doing nothing crazy. Like, it ain't like they're going to see me, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
the thing is, you can always meet people anyway. Because me and some people actually, we were bonding after muting people. I was like, let me just mute you right quick. And like, there was a black girl. She was a black girl. I saw her picture offline.
But what do you mean like, mute? Like, mute how? Because if I'm playing Beat Saber,
well, so
where
Horizon
would anybody
venue,
bother
so
me?
So I was trying, I want you to come to the venue. Yeah,
oh,
I want you to come
venue.
To Horizon
okay.
Venue.
Yeah.
I need you to come just because that's where the concert's be and stuff. So it'd be fun when the music's playing. But people do be a-holes in there. And I was going to say one drawback that I do hate about the Oculus is that literally anybody can put a headset on. So sometimes you're just seeing these cartoons and you thinking, oh, okay, regular niggas or people or whatever. And then there's like a baby voice coming out of it because there's a little kid using it. It's like, oh, no, well...
Oh,
so,
snap.
So, like,
that's
sometimes you're
crazy.
Talking to people and it's like, oh, okay, cool, that's what's up. And then someone comes out of nowhere and it's like, I have kids. And it's like, you are a kid. I have to mute you now. And like, I'll just be muting. I'll be muting people left and right. But
that only happens if you're in the venue in real time, like when the concert's actually happening, right? Because I've been watching it after it's already passed, just kind of like catching the replay.
Whenever there's anybody in the Horizon venue's lobby or concert, they just be there. People are always in the lounge. They're just always there.
That's true, because even if it's the replay, there might be someone else maybe watching it at the same time as me. I don't know. I'm still learning how this shit works.
Well, they don't have hours in the metaverse. Like, they don't close. You know, time where you can't go into they don't lock the lobby doors virtually.
I mean, I guess maybe they
ain't turning no virtual keys.
No, not yet. It's lawless. It's lawless right now. Because
there's like six rooms.
I ain't trying to be in the wild.
And there's usually
yet.
Events either upcoming that they show or events that are like coming up or replaying or whatever. Like there's always something going on. So there's always people in the lobby either talking or being jerks or hanging out or whatever.
Sound like time.
Yeah, I only go when I think there's a concert. So like when I went for Young Thug, I was like, oh my God, Thug in the building. And there was like a lot of black people. And I logged in and someone next to me, they was like, it's a lot of black people on here. And they was like, because it's the Young Thug concert, we all busted out laughing. It was just so funny. I was like, yes, black people in the metaverse.
That okay, so I don't know, we'll see. Maybe I will pull up because I guess for me I'm curious what that looks like. Like when you're saying you pulled up and people were talking, you could see their avatars talking to you or just their
no,
name
you see
in
that,
the chat room.
Your avatar is moving around. Like you're literally an avatar. Whenever you put that headset on and you're in a
Did you design your avatar yet? Because I saw it was asking
yes,
me to design. I'm not there yet. I was like,
I think I need to change the shirt.
Oh, that's
it's
so
funny because there are things in there that I feel like are like side jokes for people. Like they have that standard black and red plaid shirt, and I'm like, is this for the dykes? And so I kept seeing like Home Depot lesbians with like the buzz cuts with that shirt on. So I was like, I wonder if like developers put these in as like little inside jokes. And I was like, I should go and see what the black folks did, but I just needed to get my avatar out the way.
How's the hair? Do they have good hair options? They got some cute hair options. They got some cute clothes and stuff.
You might be able to do the fresh cut on there.
That would be fly. Wait till they let you customize some shit and I can like upload the frame cut.
Yes, that's what I want. Like, you know, NBA 2K now, you can customize the hell out of your basketball player. You can upload like a photo and make him look like yourself or whoever's photo you put up there, I guess. So when they do that for the metaverse, a lot of folks are going to actually look like that or look like whoever's photo that they put up there, and it's going to be lit.
Right.
Catfish is going to exist in any era.
I'm excited, though. I think this is so cool. Like, I'm still in that in-between where, like, you know, I'm not, like, fully immersed in it, but I still want to know. You know, like, I think it's good to know how to use it, to be a part of it, and kind of, like, tip my toe in and just be able to kind of navigate it. Because, we're getting older. I don't want to get left behind with all the new technology. Okay. So, to me, it's exciting. I really like the Oculus, and the games are fun. It also just, like, for the kid in you to just play. I realize that over break. Stop it. Yeah. You can adjust it. You can adjust the straps. But I realized that over break, like, I tweeted about this a couple weeks back. I started a game closet, like, for board games.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you got all them damn games.
Yeah.
You had Evo ass face. You're
making fun of me.
Yeah.
That was inspired by you, by the way. But I really... we were at Target and they were having like a sale. It was like, mm-hmm. buy one, get one 50% off or some shit. And I was like, you know what? I've never had a game closet because I was never that kid that was like playing games or watching cartoons because I lived with so many adults. So, mm-hmm. so it's not really that kind of environment. Mm-hmm. You know, we were watching In the Heat of the Night and all them old ass shows.
I used to love In the Heat of the Night.
Oh my God. Jesus.
You know I can hear that saying? Theme music right now. See that car? I can hear.
Like, Jesus.
It's in the heat of the night.
We watching Knight Rider. You remember Knight Rider? Like,
Matlock.
So, just a very deep Matlock.
Murder She Wrote.
Murder She Wrote with Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. That was my bitch, man. She was a real. Shit, that was the first nice white woman I seen on television that, like, you know, I felt I trusted. You know what I'm saying? I trusted Angela. We did. We trusted the lady from Murder, She Wrote. You know, we did. We trusted her.
We didn't want nothing to happen to her.
Did y'all watch Columbo?
Hell yeah, Columbo. Solving them mysteries and shit. We watched Columbo, all of that.
So I had that type of childhood, okay? Uh-huh. That's what happens when you in a house of mad people. So now I just bought, like, Candyland, Operation, FaceTime because of Dustin.
Did you buy Six Wits? It's a board
Checkers.
Game.
I don't know Sequence.
Oh my God. That damn
what
game.
Is it's that? Like, tell me.
It's literally like unfold this board. On the board, it's like an entire deck of cards and maybe some extra space. And then you have like a deck of cards to match and you have chips. And I think whenever you pull, you're supposed to put chips on certain spots to get a sequence. It's some bullshit, but I remember I used to play that a lot when I was younger.
Is it fun? I don't remember Sequence.
You
I
asked the right question. Be led by it. You asked the right first question. Be led. You know, is it fun?
Now that you ask that,
it is torturous.
I don't remember it being fun.
It's torture, ain't it?
I remember playing it, but fun? I don't remember that being part of it.
And there's like a lot of new games too. I have my mascara's running over here. Y'all got me laughing. There's a lot of new games too that people on Twitter put me onto, like some shit called Exploding Kittens.
Don't fuck
and it's like, no.
I'm for real, because if you think body movement is gonna come after us, we don't work too hard to build
body
this shit.
Movement. And it's a weird game because you gotta throw shit at people. I don't know. I don't even play it
why
yet.
Why is
it weird.
Named that?
What do you mean you gotta throw shit at people?
It's like I think it's a card game, but if something happens, you throw a cat at the person.
That's gonna
some
start.
Shit.
Now, Taboo and that buzzer,
it
that
seems
was
very
one
violent,
thing.
But
you
I
actually
bought it.
Throwing something at somebody?
Taboo. I bought Taboo.
Hold on.
Scrabble.
Did you
that's
check
for
the, did you check your Taboo? Did you check your Taboo? Does it have an original buzz or you got that new little squeak thing?
Oh, the new
squeak
one.
Thing.
Yeah,
they don't have
it's the, not an OG.
You can
it's
find it on
OG
eBay,
one,
I think.
No. Let me get on eBay. I was just about to say.
Right.
Because it ain't Taboo unless I got that buzzer inside.
Somebody
will
make a complete business just placing the batteries out them things or even bringing them back and make them custom.
You know what I want? Random, right? This is random. But I saw on the internet that y'all remember that show Nickelodeon Guts? I don't know if y'all remember, but
at
the
end
you had to climb the aggro crab, remember the big light up mountain. When you won, they gave you that trophy that was like a piece of the rock and it lit up.
Wow.
I want that shit so bad.
Oh, I bet you could eBay that. I would give anything
to get my hands on that, on one of them Guts trophies that lights up still.
That is
Did
so
you ever
want to
be slimed when you were younger?
We're just little kids.
Yes. Hell yeah. I played at the mall. Wild and Crazy. This is how old I am. Wild and Crazy Kids. Come on, Nickelodeon. And they did a mall. They did a mall tour, and they had came to Flint, Michigan back in
the day. And you went?
Yeah, I still got the t-shirt somewhere in my closet.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Dustin Ross.
So let me tell you, my ghetto ass back in the day. when I won that t-shirt, that Wild and Crazy Kids t-shirt at the mall, I went home and wrote Big Dustin in like black marker across the bottom. To this day, you can ask my sister and my brother that day. I wrote Big Dustin across the bottom of my goddamn.
What was the show with the
please take a picture of this. Please.
I gotta find it.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Legends of the Hidden Temple. That's actually coming back. They're rebooting that, and it's an adult version, not porn for you freaky bastards.
I mean, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
The Hidden Temple. The second. Anyways, but look at Asante. They're rebooting the show, and it's like adults playing the game or whatever, yes. And I can't wait. But Legends of the Hidden Temple is coming back. They're bringing back Olmec, the talking thing, and the totem pole thing.
I
used to want to be on that show so bad. I wanted to do the final thing where you run through, complete all the finale like part.
Dope. See, so y'all feel me on the being a little kid again. I feel like that was a big theme for me during this break, just having fun, because we worked so hard last year, and I actually was like beyond burned out by the time December came around, like beyond burned out. And I told myself I don't actually want to ever feel that way again, because the first 2 or 3 weeks of the break I just slept. I was exhausted. It took forever for me to kind of like recalibrate and my battery to be full again. Because, you know, you have all these plans for break. I was like, I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here. I'm going to see this person. Da, da. No. First of all, Omicron, the Omarion, whatever people calling it, was rough because everyone and their mama is sick right now. Like, that's literally right. Everyone and their mama. So I didn't really travel as much as I anticipated I would. I just kind of stayed my ass home. But I was just so tired. Like, we went hard last year.
Yeah,
and then
you had
I moved.
Huge year.
Yeah, and then I had to work on the house too during break, I wanted to get settled before the new year so that at the turn of the year I can just focus on my work and whatever, you know, personal goals I had, because it's hard to focus when you have a room full of boxes and shit, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Piles of clothes and sneakers here and this thing over there.
That's why I don't understand why these people be nasty like that, keeping a nasty ass house. I don't understand how you do it.
I mean, there's some people that moved years ago and still got a room full of boxes. And I understand, because honestly, it's a lot of fucking work.
No, you don't.
I just wouldn't do that because I can't. I'm not wired that way. Like, I get affected emotionally.
And you know
that's
what?
That's right. You can't get shit out of that damn box.
I don't
boxes.
Know if it's since me.
At least.
But I, before the break, I was like, all right, well, everything that I'm over literally has to be done. Like, I can't just be over it. Like, I just have to get done with it. And I think, I don't know
just
what
happened.
Oh, you know what? Actually, this wrapped up this year because you seen me on Twitter talking about how I couldn't go to sleep because I was trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you was talking about, but I didn't want to cross no boundaries.
Well,
so I kept my thoughts to myself.
When I tell you, every box that I had in the corner for decoration or anything, gone. I couldn't go to sleep. So I was just like, you know what? Let me just do this. And it wasn't a right quick. It's like, let me just knock this out. I set up a standing desk, like all of these things. Like
nigga, you was completing tasks.
Checking box after box after box. Like, it was crazy. Like,
But that's why people do the micro version of that thing, because it's a, I think you do it like, is it every other day you take it or something? There's like a schedule that people tend to use so that your body doesn't get too used to it. But there's a schedule and a certain amount of, you know, grams, and it does help you move through your day very differently. Like you, like you said, you're getting shit done, even creatively. Maybe you had a project you've been putting off because you were stuck or just didn't feel inspired, and that shit will get that, you know, blood running.
I talked about this on ETA as well. I use, you know, whenever I get bored when I'm working because I have like a workspace, I just leave out. I'm like, all right, well, I'm at home. Let me just go, you know, recalibrate and come back. But I've told myself now that when I'm in my workspace, like I can't actually leave my workspace until six today. Like I have to like be done, send my emails, do everything. But I keep myself here now with like little activity books. Like, I'm at the office for real now.
I thought that was a scratch off.
I got some scratch off. No, I'm saying I got a scratch off.
I thought you had a scratch off. I was like, nigga, you real as hell for a scratch off. Like, damn.
I should put some, like, change the side and just start buying scratch offs at the deli. Because, you know, scratch offs. You know, you're at the age where you just get them scratch offs.
I was going to play the Powerball 2 days ago because that shit was at $347 million.
Friend, you divine. Like, you need to always play whenever you feel like playing. And text me the numbers to try, please.
Okay, I literally said that.
For real. I'm sending you my money to play.
Anything, all that.
I literally said that to my partner. We were driving. We saw the billboard. I was like, you know, I should play because I bet you I would win. He was like, you know what? You would fucking win, too, your first time ever playing Powerball. And I would never work again. And when you
do, we'll just employ me, okay?
He told me, he was like, what would you say to Asante and Dustin if you won? I was like, I would give them,
hopefully
I would give them millions of dollars and say, I love y'all. Now we never have to worry about
shit. Look, I wouldn't even ask for no money. I was going to say, you can employ me, friend. But
friend said she going to pay us off. Hey, you
know what? Severance.
I'm going to be like, I'm gonna be like Keke Palmer. I'm sorry to that man.
Sorry to these men. Yes, okay.
Because, but here's $1 million. I'm sorry to that man. And guess what?
I hope I don't look ridiculous because I'm gonna say thank you. Also, friend, and goodbye to the friends.
Same. Also, sorry to everyone listening.
Because at that point, you know, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold. What Kenny Rogers said, okay? Know when to hold them, know when to fold them. By fold them, he meant them Benjamins. Okay, that bankroll.
But I do wonder, though, if y'all won, would you really stop everything you're doing and just chill, or would you just keep life going like it is?
Well, I definitely wouldn't keep life going like it is. But what I would do is I would just evolve whatever I wanted to into what it needed to look like to fit my new lifestyle, because my lifestyle would change at that point. Like,
I could imagine Dustin with the robes and the sunglasses sitting in fucking whatever country.
And the concubine. When I tell you, like the fun that we would have with that money.
Ooh. You know, let me go play.
Please,
we got things to do.
Things, you hear me?
Lord Jesus.
Things are the things, like T.S. Madison be saying. Speaking of T.S. Madison, shout out to T.S. Madison. Make sure y'all are tuning in on Tuesday nights on Fox Soul. T.S. Madison has a brand new talk show on Fox Soul called Turnt Out with T.S. Madison.
Oh, That's the name of it. Shout out to Fox Soul. Yes. They got a lot of dope talent on there.
Dope talent. Dope. James DuBose and the team. Claudia Jordan. So many people doing their thing. Oliver, shout out to Oliver Twist. He's one of the executive producers on the show. And Madison, they whole team is doing their thing. So, and the show is funny as hell. It's Madison doing her thing. And
I mean, obviously
late night
funny.
Talk show format. Yeah. And it's hilarious. Awesome. So, but shout out to them. Make sure y'all watch that. Also, Euphoria is back. And when I tell you,
I haven't started yet.
Are you not entertained?
I know.
Asante. Well, you're going to have to plug your ears for 1 second because
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my God baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my God baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my God baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my God baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My God baby. Now that my God baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm in the zone.
Oh my God, Asante. Well, you're gonna have to plug your ears for 1 second because
this is good. You have a lot to catch up, but he really did too.
He had to, because when I tell you, I can't believe I hate the fuck out of Cassie. I hate Cassie so much. When
do
I tell you?
You
I hate her. Oh, I hate her. I can't believe she did that dirty little
ass
shit.
I know, her best friend. She's
and
crazy.
Then what she did to Fez. I'm pissed. Like, that's, you cross the line.
And for her to not know that the dad was bluffing, like, come on. That's like 101. You know
everything's
what I mean?
101. That's why her friend had to tell her, you say no when you really want to say yes.
Period. I can't wait for Maddie to find out. That's what I'm waiting
back.
On.
Yes.
Right? You want to come on down?
All right.
Down.
Loving
come
that.
Come on down. Yes.
Only one thing I want to say, and it's not a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
The production this season is so exciting.
Chef's
I've never watched
kiss.
A show that made me excited to see how they're going to flip the scenes visually every episode.
Eyes
so cool. The lighting,
to the
screen. The angles, the camera work. What a
eyes
cool
eyes glued
show.
To the screen every single goddamn scene. And the way that the season premiere opened up, I thought was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
The way that it closed, brilliant. The way that episode 2 transitioned from story to story, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Best show on television right now. Best scripted show on television, hands down. A lot of people are triggered by it, and I get that because it's a lot in the show
it's
to
heavy.
Be triggered by.
And the
it's
world heavy. Is heavy right now, so I can understand not wanting to watch heavy shit, and that makes sense. But I love it.
But if you can escape, if you can allow yourself to just escape into this land and enter euphoria like they
mm-hmm.
have on the extras, it's great. Are y'all watching it just like that?
I am.
Ooh, look, are you watching Asante?
I was. I need to catch up on the last 2 or 3 episodes.
Okay.
He said was.
Well, I'm hooked. I love Sex and the City. Y'all know I was a huge Sex and the City fan. I don't make no qualms about that.
I was such a diehard fan that even if the episodes, I can honestly say I'm not like crazy about the new show, but I'm
mm-hmm.
going to watch it. It's just
right.
that kind of
because I want to
loyalty.
Know what's going on with these characters. That's
mm-hmm.
why.
It's that loyalty, yeah.
And friend. Ooh,
is this supposed
so
to be?
Much. Miranda was always my favorite
is this
character.
Supposed to be a one
ahead.
Season?
She, Miranda's having
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, she is.
We don't know. They did one
yeah,
they,
I don't
they
know
did
if you
one
know.
Season. But they're so popular, I don't see why it wouldn't get picked up for 10 more episodes. I know they made $1 million
like,
per
are they
episode,
trying to, like,
the, Sarah Jessica
are they trying
shit.
To court Kim Cattrall
yeah.
to come
wow.
back? Or are they just going to replace her?
She ain't coming back.
I
mean,
I know
back.
She's not, never coming like, back, but I like the way they wrote. I like the way they wrote it. And that I like the fact that they left it open ended. Right.
But I like that they're not avoiding it. And I like that they're not avoiding it. That they, you know, even though they had to kind of create a story around it, but I like that they didn't just pretend that she wasn't a character, which I kind of thought they were going to do. They just still kind of include her in there somehow. But
there's
I like
no
it.
Way they could have did that. You know what
I
did.
I wasn't crazy about the send off. Well, I won't spoil it for Asante, but you know what I was going to say. The send off for a certain character. I was like, this is what they came up with. Okay.
I thought it was
aesthetically beautiful, though.
You already heard the Stanford. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm like, you know what I'm thinking you're talking
no,
about.
No, not big. I'm the talking service. About Stanford. Oh, yeah. The service.
I watched up until Miranda get her rocks off in Carrie's apartment.
Baby, Miranda said, I want me some of that.
And he got some.
Okay.
Now, but all that hooping and hollering and Carrie's laying in the bed and can't even get up, had to pee in a bottle. That was crazy.
It was so crazy. And I'm going to tell you something else. The scene that followed that when her and Carrie had that conversation, their mamas was working. Do you hear me? They're going back to the Emmys straight up. Because the way Miranda was telling her, I'm unhappy. The way Miranda was trying to ignore it and stay up. And the way Sarah Jessica Parker was acting her ass off in that scene.
Yeah.
Acting her ass off in that conversation between the two of them. I loved it. I have a soft spot in my heart for Sex and the City. So
me too.
I'm watching the show just on GP. And it's actually good. And I love Dr. Nia Wallace, the lady that Karen Pittman plays.
You know what? That's the professor, right?
Yep.
I love the scene. The scene that hit me the most since I've watched was actually the scene where she was talking about the fertility process she's going through. And then her and Miranda had a very honest conversation on like having kids. And do you feel like you're missing out if you don't have them? And then the fear of regretting them if you do have them. And that's the realest fucking combo. I was so happy that they're touching on that, especially because I'm at an age now where I'm having those same conversations with myself, kind of being stuck in that place of like, I don't want to be that career focused woman that, you know, so much time passes and then I don't make time for a family.
Yeah.
But then I'm afraid to make time for it and then be like, did I do this because I wanted to do this? Or was it because it's like expected of us?
Yeah.
You know, like you have your family, you have this. And really kind of trying to tap into like, what do I actually want outside of like what's expected of me and sort of certain markers that you have to hit in life. So when they were having that honest convo, I love when moms keep it real.
Me too.
I feel like you don't get a lot of that online because IG moms will have you thinking they're having a blast with these kids.
Yeah. And hate the fuck out of
them, you know, or don't even share how challenging it is, you know, and the days they want to fucking pull their hair out.
Yeah.
So I love that transparency. And to me, like, that's probably the best part of the show is the age they're at now and the conversations and the things that they're experiencing and how they're navigating it, which is probably what's keeping me. But I don't like how heavy-handed the political correctness aspect of it. How they're navigating non-binary.
And I can't
just
believe that's
very
the same
heavy-handed
person from Grey's Anatomy. I was like, what?
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Yep. Che.
What?
Oh, let me tell you about that. So two things. Number one, before I forget, and then we're going to go to that, Asante. I don't like the way that Mario Cantone's character is written. I'm tired of these stupid, cliche-ass, basic-ass gay jokes that they're cracking or whatever. It's just cringy to me, and I'm sick of it.
Kind
of.
Because
that's not like, yeah, and it's just lame. Like, his whole attitude, I feel like he's mean to Carrie. Like, I just don't like nothing about that whole situation. I don't like him objectifying them niggas that he got working for him, carrying the bread. I don't like none of that. Like, why is that even happening? I also feel like they felt a lot of pressure because y'all niggas was on their ass in their absence for the lack of diversity. And after every think piece I've read about them having, you know, no black people, no this, no that, no everything in Sex and the City, we still was able to connect with them characters and we loved those stories that they told, right? It would have been nice if it looked like New York really looked, but it didn't, okay? Now that it does look a little bit like what this motherfucker look, a little like what this motherfucker looks like, y'all mad about it? I did a video on a bonus video, bonus episode of Warning Signs about that specifically. And it's on, it's going to be on our Patreon this week. So if you're part of the gated community, damn it, you're going to hear what I got to say. Now, back to what? She, T.S. Madison, once again, T.S. Madison posted that clip from the show from Jerry Springer of that girl performing that, you know, she was talking to the guy that she was dating and telling him how it was just the little things about them that she loved, bro. I love just to be around you, bro. I love you, bro. Remember, she was like, and she started off saying, what? What? Well, so she commented. She commented.
That is the hottest clip ever because
she, the girl from the clip, commented under the post that T.S. Madison made.
Where'd she come from?
Baby, I don't know, but I'm going to send her back where she came from in just 1 second. So she commented under the post or whatever, basically identifying herself, saying that it was her. And then when I went to her page, she has apparently like a TikTok account where she like switches back and forth between that video clip and her present day reciting, you know, that same dialogue. So me, being a nostalgic fan of, you know, viral internet clips and media, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, you know, I can't believe this. So I hit Carrie, friend of the show. Y'all know her boy, Carrie. I comment under her post.
I love you.
Right. Shout out to Carrie. And he's back. I know his Twitter account had got deactivated, but it's They Got Carrie on Twitter. But anyway. So I comment underneath the post. I'm like, oh my, underneath her post. I'm like, OMG, yeah, it's Carrie. And so he's like, Dustin, LMAO, whatever, you know, laughing like, oh my God. She come under the post talking about what you mean, OMG, and what's so funny, Carrie? I'm trying to understand what's going on or whatever.
Oh no.
Now, first of all,
she misunderstood. Yikes.
She's misunderstood a lot of things, you know, and we never judged her for it, right? Let's start there. Number two, we was laughing with, but we can really quickly pivot this thing to laughing at.
Yikes. Okay?
We can definitely laugh at in this motherfucker. Why are you trying to check somebody in the comments? Attention is obviously what you want. You should be glad that we're circulating and sharing, bringing people to you and to your TikTok views because you went through the thing, bro. Now I'm looking at her. I started to my original thing. I was because, you know, I don't go back and forth because I know they like to tussle. I don't go back and forth with these people online in the comment section. But what I was going to do originally was readapt what she said and just direct it at her. I was about to be like, what? Yeah,
that's how she should have replied the first time.
We laughing with you, bro. We wanted to celebrate you, bro. But I didn't even feel like doing all that because she too dumb and slow. She probably wouldn't even have got in with a time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So there's that. Just wanted to share that with you all. Speaking of dumb, slow people on the internet, I know y'all seen that pastor's hocking and spitting in that man's goddamn place.
Because I refuse to press play, but I saw people arguing about it. So he hocked a loogie and spit it on someone's face to prove like a part of the Bible.
Did all of that. And he said that it was because of Jesus spitting in that man and spitting on that man's face and making his spitting on the blind man and making him see, which that's the details of that are debatable depending on what version of the Bible you read. And some it said Jesus spit in the mud, mixed it up in the clay and rubbed that on the man's face. And other versions, it says he spit on his hand and put it on his face, whatever. But the point is, that was Jesus. And spit was a lot less nasty back then. You motherfuckers is eating ass and sucking dicks and smoking bunk and Hennessy and all that shit now. And the Bible, nigga, you probably ain't no telling what kind of frankincense and myrrh he done inhaled. And you a pastor, you sitting up there and you gonna hock and spit that nasty loogie on his damn face. Personally, like I said on Twitter, I would have slapped the Ten Commandments. I was like, yeah, spitting in his damn face. You ain't worked no miracles, this motherfucker. And it was so disgusting. It was the viscosity of the spit.
Come on,
it was literally like hanging.
God, that's disgusting.
It was so gross. Char, friend of the show. Shout out to Char Jocelyn.
Dustin, it was hanging off the guy's face.
Like Patrice Rushen's braids. Oh, it was hanging, God. Okay? Now, let me, and it actually looked, you know what it looked like? It looked like he had been to a bukkake. Now, and if you don't know what that is, Google it. Now, I want you to, I love Char. We love Char Jocelyn.
Hey, Char.
Friend of the show. You can follow her on all accounts at Char Says So, S-H-A-R Says So. She tweeted about it, and I share her sentiments 100%. She actually shared a clip from a Samoa stand-up comedy routine. Shar Jassel says, as someone who is repulsed by the act of seeing, hearing others spitting, I have had to take a backseat to all of this Mike Todd foolishness. I want him gone. And she added this clip. Listen to what the Samoa is saying in the clip.
You don't even know how sick you are. Come on. You sicker than a motherfucker. Come on. Get your shit. No, the people, they gonna understand. You don't even know how sick you are.
Okay. Sean said, come on, you sick than a motherfucker. You don't even know how sick you are. The people gonna understand. Come on, because you sick than a motherfucker. That is so nasty.
But and what did the what? Guy do? So he was just someone from the audience and he brought him up to do that?
He was standing on stage in a clip that I saw. And then, to answer your question, friend, he stayed there. He stood there like a tree planted by some water. He just didn't move. He just stood there and had that shit on his face. There's a lot going on here. First of all, it wasn't like it was a quick process. He hawked, put it in his hand, friend, in Asante. Mm. And then he said some more shit. Then he did it again, said some more shit. And then he put it on his face. He didn't apply it twice, but he added to the spit in his hand twice and then slapped all that upside his goddamn forehead. Now, who you think you are? What did you think you was going to do to that man? And have you guys seen the apology video that he made? Where he plugged his, but he needed to because his motherfucking lips was ashy as that gray hat on your head right now, Asante. That's what it is. The motherfucking, I said, is it you? Not you, right. But you know, the color, the hue. It was the hue. I said, is it Malik Yoba or Mike Todd? Oh, is it Uchiwale or is it one Mike? What's going on? As she lit, that's where you need to be spitting, motherfucker. And then he gonna say in the video, should we play the apology video? No, I'm not even gonna give him no airtime.
Right.
In the apology video, he said, it was disgusting and he wanted to validate everyone's feelings. He sees you, he hears you, and you know, he just went too far. It was intended, you know, and Jesus said he did that. You know, it didn't work. It's not, you know, I'm just still trying every day. And, you know, you all saw one clip of a 3-hour sermon and, you know, and had you seen it all, the content? Ain't nothing we could have seen that would have made you hocking and spitting in somebody's goddamn
that
face.
That spitting in someone's face. Like, yeah, I don't even.
And that's why I'm sleep speechless. In on Sunday mornings. I wasn't going to church before I seen that. So I'm not saying that made me not go. I already wasn't going. But that damn show ain't going after I seen that.
Y'all, okay? That's too much, man.
Yes, it is. I'd have seen them in heaven.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You spitting on faces like
in a super spreader church, bitch. Oof. Not that's you know him. Yeah, these Bible people, y'all. I'm telling you, like, and then that Kimberell video been circulating again where she was in the pulpit.
Which one?
Okay, in the pulpit. She should have been in the pig pen, but anyway, she gonna say. I don't know nothing about no LGBTQ. You know how
oh,
she talk.
Not that one. Yeah.
For all I knew, it mean it let God beat you quickly. How about Shataya? Now, what I want to know is, bitch, what the fuck you mean? How about Shataya? Because I don't speak that. But I heard a little something in the way you rattled it out of your throat. What the fuck do you, what the fuck? Who is you? How about Shatin, bitch?
Oh, God.
That's what I want to know. And then you're going to do this. And then afterwards, it's just all coming back to these apology videos. I rewatched her apology video. You should have seen her ass. Y'all saw it, and they all say the same thing. I'm not fighting with nobody. These people, God brought to that on my heart. I'm gonna tell you what God say. It's not always gonna be comfortable, and I have people around me that are LGBT, and I didn't say I said sin. I said sin. You know, and they know I wouldn't do that. You know, and y'all know me, and I'm not gonna argue with y'all. Well, why are you up here then? Why are you even saying anything? Be 10 toes down. You can't stand up straight
because you're always falling.
But just be 10 toes in your shit, bitch. Do that. So I'm tired of these apology videos from these fools that don't know no better and should.
Wait, speaking of what she
fools?
Say,
Abashata, whatever
y'all
that was.
Gonna
I
say,
heard
speaking
a little...
of Abashata, what'd y'all do for Christmas?
I was here in New York City. I chilled in New York City
anything?
For Christmas. Yeah. Nope. I took it easy. Jacked off a couple times.
Come on.
No, I'm just playing.
Self care.
I'm just playing. Because to me, it's nasty to masturbate on Christmas. I have standards. Like, God, you know, can you reel it in for one day? Jeez, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, I stayed in New York. I had a great holiday, though. Sent gifts to those, you know, that I elected to this year. And mm-hmm. just was a day of thanks. God is good. It was a day of great thanks for me. Gratitude. That's it.
Aww. Asante, did you go to... Y'all didn't go to Jade's?
Mm-hmm. Jay told me I couldn't come over because I was nasty. And then after, then she gonna say the next day, you know you could have came over.
She waited till the next day to remind you.
Because she know I would have pulled up. So she gonna tell me the next day, you could have came over and shit. I know you, you know you bet you got your boost. I'm like, Jade.
She's so damn funny. I wanted to go. I missed y'all. It looked so good. Everything she cooked.
It did look good. She was cooking her ass.
After the impromptu jump on the Horrible Decisions tour last year, I kind of was just over everything and so tired. So,
oh, that's right. You were on tour.
I got back on like the 20th. So I was like dead for like a week. I was like, all right, well, that was fun. And now I don't have to do shit for however long. The only thing I did Christmas related was I waited in line at a GameStop for a fucking PS5.
That and nigga had me rolling. Asante gonna post.
No, that was the second time. I posted on the second time. That's why I posted what I posted. So on Christmas. So first of all, the algorithm heard me when I was in LA, and like I was like, because XD had a PS5, so I was like, oh shit, you know, I want a PS5. So I guess the algorithm heard me. So like the Twitter ads kept coming up, like PS5 tracker. Google ads, PS5 tracker. So I was like, you know what? I want a fucking PS5.
Wow, not a so, tracker. Well,
here, and here's what is so fucked up about anything that is dropped online, right? Bots, uh-huh. Sneaker bots, game bots, spam bots, bots. So if it comes out online, my ass knew I wasn't getting it. So the tracker was telling me that there was two GameStops around me that was going to get the PS5. It doesn't tell you how many. It just says they're dropping, so you got to get in line early and wait. I went the first time. I waited. I was like five people off from getting the damn PS5. So after that, I was like, this is some bullshit. Fuck everything. Fuck everybody. And then I got the Oculus, and I was like, whoa, I'm a meta nigga now. And then the ads kept hitting me, and then I got the PS5. I was like, you know what? Now that I've gone, and I need to go a little bit earlier, and I know I can thug it out and wait in this line, I'm going to go do that shit. You know, I don't really be standing at concerts. I don't have a job where I stand 10 hours a day no more. So I can wait in line for a few hours. Like, let's see. And I did, and right. I got my PS5, and I got home, and I posted on Instagram a video of me dancing to Jocelyn. Well, posing to Jocelyn.
No, okay, you ain't telling it right. Bring it over here. I need you. Thank you. Now, this is what he did. Asante set up the box of his PS5 like it was a person, right? He embraced
that bitch
it.
Is
he
a
was
person.
Like hugging the box of the PS5. Rubbing on it like this, and he was dancing to the part on Live Your Best Life by Jocelyn Hernandez and pantomiming as well. I want y'all to know that too. He was lip syncing the words, and he was like looking in the camera talking about acting like I give a fuck where your dick be. And the way he did, he had full choreo, and the way he was holding that PS5, it was, I really hope you saved that video. And if so, you need to share it on Twitter for the one time tomorrow so that the listeners of this here show can see it. Or post it to our Patreon. But you need to let them see that video.
Oh, yes.
I will dig it out of the archives just so I can post it on Patreon for everybody at the gated community to see. Speaking
of Jocelyn, did y'all watch the Cabaret Vegas? The first episode? She got a new song, y'all, about Vegas, and it's...
Is that the one you sent us yesterday?
It surely is, Fran. Did you listen? Did you listen to the whole thing?
I did. I watched it. She looks great.
Welcome to Vegas, baby. Hey.
Welcome to Vegas, baby. I want you to come and pay me. Give me the money. Give me diamonds. Give me rubies, baby. Take me on that trip. I wanna go shopping. Get on your knees and beg me, please, to let you eat me. I wanna ride it, baby. I wanna ride it, baby. I wanna ride it, baby. I wanna
ride it.
I wanna ride. I wanna ride.
I wanna ride.
ain't even gonna hold you though. When it first came on, I was like, Jocelyn riding this beat.
Fran.
Normally she has trouble with syncopation. You know, Fran, now you a singer, you know what syncopation is. Don't you, Fran?
Yes,
okay, it's the time. Now, so we know Jocelyn struggles with a lot, but she struggles with syncopation in music. You know what I'm saying?
She needs a vocal producer in the studio with her to keep her on track.
But
literally,
that's the jam. And also, I want to give a quick shout out to my boy, Carlos Martinez. Loso Martinez did her makeup for the whole damn season. And Loso is like a cold ass makeup artist in LA. So shout out to Loso, because I know he's a fun nigga. So I know he had a good time out in LA doing that. So shout out
she
to Loso.
Starts the episode with that's that my boy. Video. Like imagine you just turn.
That's how
imagine you just turn on the TV and that's how we open up. We see Jocelyn elevated. She's welcoming us to Vegas, baby.
Excited.
It was a great way to start the show.
But yeah.
What I will say,
it was a perfect way.
But y'all, the fact that Issa put Jocelyn's song in the
finale.
Oh my God! When I heard that shit, I screamed. I wanted to tell y'all so bad. I had to fight myself, but I was like, "Oh my God! Wait till they see this shit."
I'm glad
she
you didn't
really
tell us
that
it was
there.
Such a moment when
y'all
the internet
experienced
erupted.
Yeah, it needed to be experienced in real time. So I'm glad I didn't say nothing.
And that song belonged in that episode.
Did.
It was perfect.
Fucking
perfect
hilarious.
For the episode.
The best part was Jocelyn riding back a week later saying she just heard she had the song. She was so busy.
I want to ride. I want to ride. Like,
I ain't scared of Jocelyn. I don't give a fuck. But you know, I understand.
Meanwhile, on that first episode,
we're talking about some shit being busy doing.
When she
what,
talks
Jocelyn?
About, you know, how it is coming back and how the songs been everywhere.
Choreography. Her choreography. She don't know how to say choreography. Her choreography.
She's like, oh yeah, you know, the songs been everywhere. Said. You know, even Chloe played it. I was just like.
She said it on the VMA, which I ain't even going to hold you. The only thing Jocelyn ever did that pissed me off was when she co-signed. When she said something about the gay sex on TV shit, the gay showing gay people on TV or whatever, and that's why Bonnie don't watch TV because you ain't gonna brainwash minds or whatever.
Really?
It was like, you are literally Jocelyn's name.
Right. I'm like, hold on.
So that was the only thing that really, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I always liked Jocelyn. I always wanted her to win and still do, really. And so I was happy, you know what I'm saying? That, like, you know. She had a legitimate song, even if it was by accident that we all liked it, you know. She still got
we
a
still
hit.
Do it like it's our B-Day. It ain't gonna be.
This is the Friend Zone. Friend Zone. Friend
Zone. Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
That's a hit. That's a hit. It's a good song. We just
it's like if she was hit, like so elevate, that could be like her Bodak Yellow, but I don't know. You know, maybe she'll just keep
now.
I want her to elevate.
Well, we ain't gonna do it.
No. But what okay. I would love, right. I would love for her to elevate, because I like how her TV show has elevated. It's like first show, it was just a show about bitches fighting. First season. Second season, they fighting, but we put them in the house and there's a little bit more organization. Third one, they coming out in the Sprinter. Like, you see it elevate every season. So it's like next season, I feel like I said this before somewhere, but I want her to get with RuPaul and do that shit like competition style, the way they do Drag Race. And like the girls come, first episode, it's like a photo shoot challenge. And then they have to lip sync for their life, because she's doing the cabaret. Okay, so it's like, we need to see these girls dancing every episode or working. They keep arguing with each other because they ain't got nothing else to do. So it's like, if we had them like practicing and like having to look good, like, it would give them the confidence that they're actually here for versus what they're doing now. But I'm still excited to see
that girl from Chicago whooped
and
that
I,
girl ass.
I knew that girl from Chicago
episode.
The moment
she
I
was getting on everybody's
Amber,
nerves.
The moment I see
and that girl
her,
from Chicago
pretty
is pretty.
As hell. Yes.
She's pretty in the face.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
But I knew like instantly pretty. I was like, she's going to be a problem. And she was.
And she's funny. Did you hear the things she was saying when she was going off
but
on her?
But the fact that she literally just pulled that girl's like, wig off and then she shamed.
Fran, there's a girl on there who's doing the most to get attention, like literally pulling her breasts out, yelling and screaming all the time, but not even in a good way. And her breasts do look like car tires, like that girl said. But look, Fran, but the girl is like literally singing at the top of her lungs, like just being completely obnoxious. Okay,
it's trying to get a spinoff.
I mean, really being obnoxious, and it's getting on everybody's nerves. And so the girl that beat her ends up beating her up. She was like, when she was venting to the producers after she had like kind of, you know, lost her cool, she's like, I'm sick of this bitch. This bitch in here singing like we on a goddamn Voice. She was like, I'm gonna beat her up if she keep fucking praying. And it was that irritating when I tell you, you felt it. And to the point where she just walked up to, she's like, bitch, come on, bitch. She's like, come on, bitch. And they squared up and she beat her up. Fran, she legit. And the people, the security was standing right
there. Not the security being tired.
They let him
fight.
Yeah,
he like yelled.
They literally let him fight. He's like, hey. Fran, when I tell you, but it was because she probably had got on that motherfucking nerves too. Singing and doing the most, Fran. She has a catchphrase that she was just randomly yelling in the van. It was horrible. And on the previews for next week, they fist fighting, tearing it up, like acting crazy. Next week, Jocelyn came in there and literally, Fran, she got him lined up. And she literally coming there. First of all, bitch, get the fuck out of here. She's like, and don't try because, bitch, I'm the one. She's like, you be the first bitch I lay down. Then she looks at the line of the girl's friend and she be like, because I don't even know none of y'all hoes. I don't know none of you motherfuckers. Like, lined them up. I'm like, here we go. Okay?
Welcome to Vegas.
So, you want that sort of show.
Oh, yes. You got to watch it. There's a fight in the first episode. I like watching fights. And since I like watching fights, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm not going to tell y'all to do this, but do it. Follow She Got Hands on Twitter. It's our Twitter account called She Got Hands. It's all the good fights.
Did you watch Red Chance Reunion?
I sure did, because you know my home, you know Claudia Jordan. Yeah, looking good. So of course I
looking better than Janisha. Who's the name?
Real Chance. I mean, Chance. What do you mean?
Chance. Yeah, one more chance. I forgot. I'm sorry. R.I.P. Real.
So Chance, remember Chance from I Love New York?
That's what I was wondering. Are you talking about him? He has a new show that's based on him.
His second season just wrapped.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's called One More, not More Mo. One More Chance at Love, and
they just had a reunion, and the reunion is
And it is. It's that's a what competition I tuned in for. Reality show.
I didn't tune in for the season. I tried on like the first couple episodes, and I was like, maybe this isn't for me anymore. But they got me back on the reunion, and for the bonus, if you go back to the last episode, one of them girls could not walk in them heels, and it was the funniest shit I've seen in my entire life. I'm sorry. I don't ever play women like that, but they played the hell out of her in production, but they were showing she played the hell out of herself. And that's why it was so damn funny. So you should go back and watch just that one scene where she just could not walk. Like, she literally, he couldn't even do the eliminations properly because she had to sit the hell down. Like, it was too much. But
yeah, speaking of not being able to do things properly, Chance was so damn high when he got set out there on that reunion stage. Claudia asked him something, and the nigga literally said, as a matter of fact, I'm going to record this and show. I'm going to post it on Twitter just so y'all can see I'm not lying. They asked him something, and the nigga responded, I mean, you know, it's,
Oh my God. I know.
Oh, you know what part? Look, they you know what part I'm talking about?
You know when you know, and if you don't know, you gonna know when you know. And his brother was like, well said, brother. And I was what the fuck? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Said, whatever they smoke, and y'all know I love to smoke me some pot, but that I do not. Okay, I don't want whatever
like
they had.
It was just a thing that just they were kept going too long. He just didn't know how to let it go. So it's like, okay.
Speaking of spaced out, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, leave us alone. Why are we being bombarded with videos of you telling us you don't know where the goddamn birthday party is? What kind of shit is that?
Did you see the conspiracy theory on TikTok that this is all a Balenciaga ad?
Well, if it is,
because if you notice, exactly, they're saying that they've taken ads, they've had to elevate them, you know? So now they're like, how do we take media and ads and fashion and TikTok and all this and make it a thing, like, you know, kind of like bring it all together, tie it all together. And they saying that all of this is an ad, because if you notice, Julia Fox, is that her name? His new girl is always in Balenciaga, Kim walking around with it, he is. And I was like, I don't know if this is true, but if it is, I wouldn't be surprised. That's the sad part of the state of the world. Julia
Fox? Who is she? She might as well be Natalia Grace. We don't know shit about her. We don't know where she came from. We don't want nothing to do with her. And I'm not
even you laughing. I saw you laughing at the tweet where someone asked if she had more than one pair of pants.
Yeah, because she always got them damn I can't stand the rain ass pants on. I'm so tired of her looking like she looked like a fake ass Kristen Stewart, nail biting ass, dirty fit, red cuticle having ass, in the miscellaneous white girl that came from nowhere. And the reason that she really turns me off, have you seen where she's been, I guess, like telling all the details of their dates to these media outlets?
In like a magazine. I was like, this is what's making me believe that theory on TikTok. Because I'm like, this is crazy. Who do you know goes on a first date and gets an article where they review it?
Like, and then Kanye ain't no better, making songs talking about I'm a beat Pete Davidson's ass or whatever. Do you know how corny you look? Name dropping Pete Davidson in a rap record, nigga. Talking about you gonna whoop who can't whoop Pete Davidson's ass. What are you talking about?
Jesus,
I'm just so I have so had silly. It. I have had it's all so silly. It really is. Only ones got sense is them damn children.
Listen, and Kanye in them boots. He love them boots. Them rain boots.
Space goes coast to coast. And I told they ass on warning signs when I talked about it. I shouldn't even tell it here, because what's the point of telling a joke on warning signs if I tell it here, right? But just know I said the reason they didn't want him at that party because they thought he was going to scare the shit out of all them little kids with them clothes he'd be wearing. And that's all I'm going to say. I went into details on warning signs.
Did you see the picture that went viral where he was swinging his daughter in the pinata?
Yes.
like, what is happening? Wait, but speaking of warning signs and ETA and the Woo and our Patreon, which is it's patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast, we have a really cute announcement.
Yeah.
Last year, we mentioned that we wanted to start live streaming on a monthly basis for about an hour, just really hanging out with you guys that are signed up to the community and kicking it. Basically, we're going to drop a live stream link, send it to you guys in the Patreon, and then y'all can come hang with us the same day that the Friend Zone drops, so we can talk about the episode, maybe play more songs. Maybe there's questions that you guys have. You can drop it in the chat, and we'll be able to live stream and hang with y'all. Asante called it the wind down.
The Wednesday wind down.
The Friend Zone wind down.
Right.
Okay, like a nice after show, which we thought would be really, really cute way to connect with y'all and just expand on whatever we talked about on the show that day, whether it was a clip, a joke, a song, a topic,
whatever.
So we'll be doing that the last Wednesday of every month, 5 p.m. PST. What's that? 8 p.m. EST.
That's
like we said, we'll drop that link. We're doing it via StreamYard, and we'll be dropping that link on Patreon so you can come kick it with us. Once again, that's the last Wednesday of every month. And of course, that means that we'll be starting this month. And that's what day is it? The 26th?
I'm about to tell you.
Yep.
I'm about to
tell
you. That's
the 26th,
yep.
Boom.
January 26th will be the first Friend Zone live stream.
Next Wednesday,
basically. And once again, that's at 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. EST. Dropping that link on patreon.com, the Friend Zone podcast. That's going to be fun.
That's right.
We were messing around with it yesterday just to kind of get familiarize ourselves, you know, with the tech. And we already see all the fun ways that we're going to be able to integrate a lot of the clips that Dustin brings, the music videos Asante brings. Yeah, so it'll be fun. It'll be a nice addition.
Great way to interact with you all live.
And Turner, look. turn a look too. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna come up on the stage and shit, get your looks on so we can have a cute little screen crap
that's
photo.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my big thing. Yeah. It's gonna be fun. A new way to engage. Y'all know I love touring. I love just engaging. I love touring because I love engaging with the people that fuck with the show and listen to it. So the fact that this is a new, fresh techie way. No, it's not the metaverse, it's the disaverse. So, you know, I just can't wait. I think it's gonna be fun. Yes.
Yeah, and that'll be the cute part too, like Dustin said. We'll be able to bring y'all on stage, kind of similar to the way we would do Q&As during the live shows, where y'all stay in the audience and ask us questions for the last 30 minutes of the live show. We'll be able to do that virtually and bring you on stage.
Yes.
Come hang with us. So it'll be cute. Definitely join us next Wednesday for the first one, and then we'll see you every month after that. What else do we need? Do you guys have any other announcements you had to get out the way?
Who else do I want to cuss at?
I want to very quickly Bridget and Mandy over at See the Thing Is.
Oh my God, I saw how dope.
They, first of all, have signed a major deal. They're going to 2 times a week. They've announced this, and I will be working with them on their show as information. Information person. Shit, I'm not doing anything on camera. I'm just strengthening my behind the camera, behind the scenes crafts. So
congratulations, Asante.
Right, shout out to you.
It's always great to work with friends. And
expansion.
Always great to work with people that are just amazing. You know, Bridget is an artist first, so to be in line with an amazing artist, and then Mandy, you know, she's that bitch first. So
I love
both
Bridget
of them
and
together,
Mandy, yes.
And then now I'm part of the mix. It's gonna be amazing. So shout out to everybody doing cool.
Congratulations, Asante.
And shout out to them. They look so cute on the billboard.
They look
that's
so
like
bomb.
That's like every New Yorker's dream too, to have a billboard in 42nd Street. So shout out to them for getting that.
Yes.
That's so dope.
That's right. They the baddest bitches.
What else? Anything else, y'all? I'm like, how we've been talking.
Yeah, shit.
I'm like,
I guess that's it, y'all. Everything else is just have
to
happen.
Did
next
we talk
week,
about
yeah.
music at all? Did anybody have anything?
We just wanted to ease in.
Yeah.
Let me see what, because we kind of talked about TV, but I guess we could really save that for TV Land next week. Mm-hmm. I mean, music, what have I been listening to? I feel like a lot of shit dropped.
FKA Twigs' new album is incredible, mm-hmm. beginning to end.
Oh, she dropped the album?
Yes, whole new album. It's dope as hell. It's good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Saucy Santana album, good too. I don't give a fuck that out. That's good music.
I did hear it.
Where does she show? That Wiz Khalifa and Cardo is the shit. The whole project. That's also a good album to do it to if you are sexually active.
Come on. J.I.D. and 21 Savage and Baby Tape.
Yes.
That's Surround Sound. That's a crazy track, which made me really excited for J.I.D.'s project.
I'm loving Gunna's new album, Drip Season Forever. It's...
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I gotta check it out. Push and P, right? I gotta check it out. I haven't heard
Can I just randomly say something to y'all? I've mentioned Drag Race mm-hmm. earlier, since we pushing Paul. RuPaul has always done, like, made music videos, and I've never really been interested. I've always been like, oh, okay, like, you know, music for your show, or music, like, music has always been kind of, or has always appeared to me as, like, part of the dynasty. It's like, okay, I make a TV show, but I'm also, like, a music star, and then, like, it's just a whole thing. So this season, RuPaul just premiered Drag Race. It was a two-part premiere. But on the first episode of the premiere, RuPaul did a performance, and it was closer to the end. It wasn't like in the beginning how Johnson opened it up with the music video. RuPaul does a performance right before they do like the judging segment. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. There is a song that I could not stop listening to because RuPaul just really did that shit. Have y'all ever listened to any of RuPaul's music or like come across it?
I mean, like, you know, her hit singles that we all knew, especially like from back in the day. Like all the supermodels.
Yeah, you better
but
work.
I don't know any of the new stuff. Yeah, I don't know any of
the new stuff. I couldn't tell you what half of it was called. But this song right here, RuPaul like did a little number to it, a little ditty. And I was like, this is actually a really cute song. So I'm just going to play this really fast. This song is called Catwalk. It's off RuPaul's new dance album called Mama Ru, but it's all one word. This is the cover. RuPaul looks stunning. As always. Like that's not even never a question. But this is the song. It's kind of my jam right now.
Remember what I told ya. Get up on your feet. Get up. Keep walking. Stay.
So RuPaul has some shit.
Wow.
Like the production on that was dope. I was like, damn.
I like
so RuPaul
that.
Has definitely been putting out some music. Like, it hasn't been bad. I just haven't been paying attention. So to hear that song, I was like, okay, RuPaul's been doing some things. So shout out to Mama Ru, because that was just kind of a blind item for me. Like, so I felt like I had to share. But I saw
that. That was dope. I definitely didn't expect it to be that vibey.
Right. Usually it's like dead on pop or dead on house or dead. Like, it's like one thing. But it was like really nice to see RuPaul has been playing with some things. And then someone's probably going to come along and be like, RuPaul's been making music like this. But I was saying, no. RuPaul did this dancey number on the show to this song. So I was like, wow. Now I got to get tuned in. So outside of that, I want to just quickly shout out Money Long. I talked about her last year. And then it seems like this is her season finally.
Oh, her song going
crazy.
Yeah,
like she's been putting out music for some years. So like to see that she's finally getting like that explosiveness that she deserves is so amazing. Shout out to Money Long. Shout out to everybody singing hours and hours for hours and hours and putting up videos. Like, it's a beautiful song. She's a beautiful woman. And the music is going to do nothing but expand from here. And honestly, I want to see some of the songs that I've missed out on from her get a little bit more heat, because I know that there's some shit there.
Yeah, because now they can go back. They can go back, too, to the back catalog. Yeah, yeah. Find all her
and really
old
get
shit
into it. So when she goes on tour, she going to know who's real and who's not.
And the song she's written, exactly, because that pen goes far back.
Far back, and so far it's back. Vast and wide, okay? Like, you know, from Rihanna and Kesha and, like, just, like, the bounds. Oh, the bounds. So shout out to Money Long for the depth and just everything.
Shout out to Money Long. Shout out to Cash Doll, who gave birth to her first child.
Yes.
She got a baby boy named Cashton. Shout out to Cash Doll. I know that baby gonna be so beautiful. So congratulations to her. She's gonna be a great mom.
I always think about Cash Doll.
Did y'all see when when she left the hospital with the baby? It was a running joke on her Instagram page while she was pregnant that she wanted them Balenciaga Croc high heels to leave out the hospital in. Right?
Oh, hell.
So she left the hospital. Her best friend Kendra actually bought them for her. So she left the hospital with them high heel Crocs, some silky Balenciaga pajamas, and a full length black mink representing like a real Detroit girl. And she came talking about, I'm a mama, don't play with me. She had put her baby in the truck. So shout out to
I always think about her on Justin LaBoy's podcast and her being like, is this a safe place? Instead of saying safe space, she kept saying safe place, and then she just kept taking me out. She's amazing. I love her spirit. I love her music. Shout out to Mama Cash.
Yep.
And those of you on the apps, actually, Spotify has now added a rating system. If you notice, if you go to your podcast, you can press 5 stars for whatever podcast you're listening or whatever rating, but for hours. I already noticed that 300 plus of y'all must have peep game and already gave us ratings, which we thank you for.
Thank you.
But those of you that listen to us on Spotify and didn't know about it, go to our Friend Zone profile and you'll see it right on the left hand side, kind of towards the upper part. Just go ahead and rate us, give us 5 ratings, show us some love. Obviously, that helps us appear on people's suggestions and suggested podcasts and in the splash page and all that. And the same thing for Apple too. If you listen on the Apple podcast app, you can give us 5 stars there too. That one has a lot, because I feel like people mainly listen to us on that app. So just want to put that into your awareness. And I guess that's it for this week, right? I feel like we just needed to ease back in, start with a little shoot the shit, catch up with each other, even though we've been talking damn near every day throughout the damn break.
The whole time.
Literally the whole time. But, you know, we missed y'all. We missed the listeners and connecting with y'all. And then we're back to our regular schedule next week. So any last words, my friends?
Shout out to, I met some really dope, because, you know, I got my booster, so I've been going out. I don't give a damn. I've been in the club. So. Shout out to all the wonderful listeners. But I've been seeing, like, a lot of people that listen to the show. So shout out to everybody.
Oh, that's fly.
And this weekend especially, I saw a few people. Because shout out to Gary flew in this weekend. We was all hanging in Fury. We just had a good Sunday. So shout out to everybody.
Sunday fun day back.
Oh, baby. Because you're free back in time. Anyway, all right. So have a wonderful time. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah. So good to be back. Asante, anything you want to say?
It feels good to be back. I missed being on here and doing this weekly and can't wait to bring y'all a new The Binge. We are starting Abbott Elementary as well over on the Patreon.
Hey!
So,
yes.
So we've got content for you this week and we've got a new live stream for you next week. So, I mean, what better time than now to come on to the Patreon, okay? Just come on to the Patreon, okay? That's it for me.
That's right.
Right? Patreon.com/TheFriendZonePodcast. We will see you guys over there. And shout out to those of you who hung out with us over in the gated community throughout the break, because we kept some content rolling in the first week. So we'll be back. That's back to the regular schedule as well. As always, we love you so much for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
I don't have an exit.
Bye, y'all.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.